Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Vernon moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Senators. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Glynn moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glynn scores. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a line drive towards first. Glenn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Terwilliger moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to home to get Busby. Terwilliger moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Fitzgerald scores. Porterfield moves to second. It's 6-2, Senators. Bill White now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porterfield moves to third. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porterfield scores. Yost scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 8-2, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Luke Easter pinch hits for Bill White. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 8-3, Senators. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Luke Easter. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 8-4, Senators. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball towards center. Doby catches it and throws to first to double up Terwilliger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Doby reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.